just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate zombies. I mean, your favorite movies. Here is your team of debauchery, Crazy Carl.
I'm the motherfucking movie buffer. Who the fuck are you?
Lovely, Lisa.
Spanish Inquisition, anyone?
I really thought you were going to say Spanish zombie porn.
Oh,
like,
no.
I was like, oh, God, don't do it. Don't do it.
Guys, anyway. In the first 30 seconds, drink.
And sexy Scully.
Missionary, the new fighting position.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Oh,
yeah, well, apparently that's what it is.
By the way, Scully, I just want you to know that I'm seriously considering changing your nickname to Cynical Scully. So
it's too long.
Yeah, good point, good point. Most of our listeners wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
They're too drunk to pronounce it.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, good, you're still human. this week we are buffing Zombie Apocalypse Suck My Cockathon. I mean, Redemption. So, with zombies greatly outnumbering humans, every day is a fight to see tomorrow. When a woman is kidnapped by raiders, a small band of survivors must gather up what resources they can to launch an all-or-nothing rescue mission. By the way, I do have to point out that when the movie really, really sucks, Netflix seems to get the synopsis right.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
And I would just like to point out, before you read the top review,
uh-huh,
that this week we will not have a people who liked this also enjoyed, because IMDb doesn't have it.
Yeah. Okay, top review. And for the record, the top review was 2 stars. If there has been a movie made, I have watched it. This one is a chopping floor of every zombie movie ever made. All the material that other movies in this genre has that the editing team cut out of their movie was in this movie. Not worth watching. Now, if you're like me, you will give it a try too. Trust me. LOL, so not worth it. The acting could have been done by a better group of children. The lines in this movie were not written well, and I was saying to myself what they were about to say. Okay, that was a really weird writing. Okay, and rolling my eyes the whole time. The F-bomb was used in the stupidest way ever. Just don't do it. By the way, now I'm considering children with the costumes in this film.
I was. Wow. I was like, they already had enough kids. They had tons of kid actors, though.
Being that this is on Netflix.
Well, they were good actors.
I know. They looked scared. I would be scared, too, if I had to act with them.
Okay. Do I need to apologize up front, since this was my movie? It was a B-movie?
No, I mean, a B-movie's, you know, good every once in a while. Unfortunately, yeah, this was not a B-movie. This was, like, somewhere near it. I don't know.
F for failure?
Why movie? I don't know. Basically, the people who did this film should never, ever be allowed to touch a camera of any kind, and I'm including disposable.
Or a pen.
Okay, so moving on to the like or dislike segment. Children. Nobody was hard during this movie. Okay, moving on into the round table.
Yeah. I'll go with you on the like and dislike part.
Like or dislike, Lisa.
I was definitely not wet for this movie.
Okay. Scully?
Oh, frigid. Laughing really hard, but frigid.
Okay. Cole?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Scully. Limp and laughing.
Okay, and just for the record.
Even the parts that could have made me hard, they skimped on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, and I will just go on record as saying I was softer than a fake tip made of cotton balls. Anyway, so moving into our
round. Okay, buffers, get that image out of your head.
Drink it out of your head. It might go better.
Into our scene-by-scene roundtable. Okay, we're done with that.
No, we do have to have a few scenes here.
The movie didn't.
Why do we need to make the excuse for it?
Okay, the best part of this film is it had the big bad, you know, black guy from Dust Till Dawn in it, and
from Starsky and Hutch.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Dust Till Dawn because, yeah, nobody watched Starsky and Hutch. It starred Ben Stiller.
Also from MASH.
Yeah, that's true. He played Spear Tucker Jones, didn't he?
That will actually take me a second. MASH. Yes, Spear Tucker Jones.
That's what I thought. Okay.
From the movie, not the TV show.
Yeah, great movie, by the way.
Do we need to explain my Spanish Inquisition comment?
I really don't want this degrading into another Spanish zombie porn dialogue.
No. She's talking about the death of the first guy we see, the one that cuts Knox loose.
I don't really remember the first scene of this movie, to be honest with you.
Okay, so the first scene of this movie is unnamed blonde-haired dude dumping Knox at the edge of the desert in handcuffs.
With a bag over his head.
Yeah, with a bag over his head, and says, don't say I never did anything for you. And then, you know, Knox wanders through the desert, finds the guy dying in his sleeping bag, and blah, blah, blah. And then we cut back to the raiders who are in the middle of executing the guy who cut Knox loose for treason because he set Knox free instead of killing him, and they roast him alive.
But and we have the guy that whole,
yeah, we have the whole quasi-religious Spanish Inquisition thing where the guy's, you know, making like an inquisitor in front of the crowd.
I gotcha.
And playing to the crowd, of course.
Okay, here's my big issue with this. The idea of the raiders, though been done a million times, the way they went about it actually could have been done really, really well.
And yet they did.
Had they developed it.
Yeah.
Like, had they really taken the time to develop the concept, it would have been a great story just alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know. And
this movie failed on a lot of levels.
Well, I'm seeing it go to a whole Book of Eli area where, you know, last guy on earth that has a copy of the Bible has all the control, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The idea could have been awesome, is all I'm saying.
No. I, this, to me, in execution, seemed like they took some of the oldest and the oldest, most inaccurate, and most overused tropes that you see in apocalyptic movies.
And then turned them into one.
Four. And then mashed them all together. Yeah, because you've got the raiders here seem like somebody took the reavers from Waterworld and stuck them on dry land.
That was, ironically enough, my first thought when I saw them, along with the fact that they kind of stopped by one of the local bars and just said, hey, do you want to be an extra? Hey, do you want to be an extra? Hey, do you want to be an extra?
You know what this movie makes me think of?
Mm.
This movie makes me think that Ang Lee turned and looked at George Romero and said, I want to have your abortion, and this is the result.
You know,
and for those of you who don't know who Ang Lee is, Hulk. Not the Incredible Hulk. Hulk.
Yeah.
Think about it for a minute.
Usually I don't go out of my way to watch comedy movies because a lot of them are just stupidity. And stupidity pisses me off. But I would rather go watch Shaun of the Dead than this movie.
Shaun of the Dead is an awesome movie.
Shaun of the Dead was an awesome movie. Okay, and in fairness, George Romero is way too good of an author for that simile. I'm going to go with Diablo Cody.
Oof.
So anyway, moving on in the scene by scene, we have obviously he finds the good guys and the good bad. Did anybody else get a Stand vibe here?
Kind of. Actually, yeah.
That's where I was like the whole time I'm thinking, this is like the Stand with no money or ideas or concept.
And in the only difference mainly is in the Stand, the dead don't get up and walk.
And once again, it goes back to Carl's whole thing about it being a mash of bad apocalyptic tropes.
Yeah.
And
who caught the fact that, according to Knox, he and Rome were both special forces?
No, I don't get that.
Yeah, he says that.
He tells when he goes through the whole story.
Yeah. And,
to make a long story short, yada yada.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm looking at the, A, the organization, and B, the, you know, action in this movie, and I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Dude, seriously. The action scenes, and especially the fight scenes in this movie, I'm thinking to myself, go down the street to the little, you know, taekwondo school, find a kid that's wearing a yellow belt, and he can do better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can do better, and I have no fighting training at all.
The choreography in this film, it was like they were trying to go martial artsy, but realistic at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you they didn't know anything about either. And so,
well, was anybody else disappointed that, like, there was a samurai sword, never got used?
Yeah.
No, it got used.
It got waved around.
No, it got, yes. He actually used it in the fight when the raiders broke into the camp.
Did he?
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, he was carrying it around, like, the entire warehouse scene and didn't even take it out.
And, okay, once again, really, really bad trope. Why is he wearing the, like, really bad trench coat? Like, it's supposed to be kind of a crop duster type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's just a bad fake leather trench coat.
And with all the heat that they would have in the daytime...
Yeah.
Dude, you'd get heat stroke.
And seriously, another thing is, after the end of the world, how did he find that much Dapper Dan?
Yeah.
This movie, I can't do this. I can't. I cannot be objective about this movie.
Well,
and it's not even the fact that I don't like it. I mean, I don't like it, but it's not that. It's the fact that how can anybody even attempt to take this seriously, with exception of the guy who made it?
Yeah. It's a movie. It's not supposed to be serious.
But it was.
Seriously? I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I just looked through this. Out of the 4 writers who worked on this project, not counting this project, there are 7 other projects collectively that they have written.
Really?
Yes. Most of those are shorts. One of them was also a writer for Zombie Apocalypse, the Syfy original. And 2 of them worked on a video short called Anthology of Terror Prelude. And then, the one guy with the most writing credit, all of his are shorts.
That would explain a lot about this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie
just didn't
is
have
like
budget.
Yeah.
This movie had nothing. Oh yeah, an estimated $56,000 budget.
Wow, that is less than a house up here.
Yeah.
And the sad fact of the matter
is, it's about the same amount as a house here.
That's less than a house where they filmed it.
And this goes to prove that this is like the broke fat kid at the end of the buffet line. Or, I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. Netflix is like the broke fat kid at the end of the buffet line. You have a movie? I don't care. I'll take it.
Speaking of broke fat kids.
Yeah. Who loved the fat zombie?
Oh my god. All the zombies were like amazingly extras.
Oh yeah.
Like they look like family member. It looked like a family reunion showed up. Like this is the Smith family.
What I'm referring to is he was in t-shirt and camo pants.
Yeah, he was in a shirt and khakis. But it's after Billy gets shot in the head when they're running away after their first brush with the raiders, and the zombies are up against the walls and they kind of fold in behind the Jeep. And the very last zombie he looks like he's like 6 foot tall and like 400 pounds and is autistic, but he's just shambling there at the back.
First thought was, give him a sumo diaper and call it good.
Yeah.
What cracked me up about the zombies in this film, I mean, obviously the makeup was terrible. Like,
it was
pre-budget
it was...
Romero terrible.
That's like the best part of it, though. Like, you could actually really see how they had applied it. Like, oh, hey, there's a gunshot wound in the head, and you can see they used like a putty around the edge, and they just colored it black. Like, that was really cool as like an intro to how to do zombie makeup. But yeah,
that wasn't what bothered me. What bothered me is the fact that you can't decide if they shamble, if they run. You can't decide if they have any kind of, you know, dexterity whatsoever. Some of them can do this, some of them can't. There's no actual organization to what they're doing here. There's
but apparently
no
they have smell.
Whatsoever in this film.
And they do differentiate in this movie between shamblers and runners.
Kind of, yeah, but at the same time, it's like the zombies themselves don't differentiate.
Exactly.
You know
That's
what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw at least one, maybe two, of the zombies who were shambling run.
Yeah, just take off running all of a sudden for no reason. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or, like, they'll trip and catch themselves, and it's like, okay, so they're possibly playing this off as, you know, the zombie tripped and caught itself, but I really think it's just the actor actually fucked up and they just kept it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, moving on, you know, he's trying to gain their trust and convince them that he can shoot a gun when they don't want to give him the gun, and she sticks a gun to his head, and how does she not pull the trigger when he pulls his?
I don't know. We're
yeah,
just,
if
it's
I
not
was...
that kind of movie.
Dude, it's well, any kind of movie. That's
well,
the problem.
I'm assuming that, you know, she was, you know, wanting that the whole purpose of that was to make sure that he didn't turn the gun on them. So, you know, as long as he's pointing it at, you know.
You shot a 30-06, right?
Uh-huh.
What are the two things that you noticed immediately when pulling the trigger for the first time?
It's got a little bit of a kick to it.
That's one. And the other one is it's louder than a punk rock concert.
That depends on the gun, but sometimes...
That just goes into one of my awards that I gave for this movie, which was just the audio quality in general.
Well, yeah, the audio quality was terrible. But what I'm saying is, with that amount of noise and that and the kick movement, and I'm sorry, but I've not found a 30-06 so far that didn't kick like a mule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he didn't even flinch.
Yeah, not well, even that I can just accept as it's a bad B movie. But the movement alone and the noise would have caused her to pull that trigger. It causes you to tense. It should have been more than enough on that trigger.
Yeah, if you're going to pick this one gun point to, like, start an argument
Fair
about
enough.
How bad the guns yeah. are in this movie, you're
Fair
starting
enough.
Too far down the line. We need to go yeah. back.
Yeah.
First gunshot they even do has, like, a 3-second delay on it.
True. Yeah. Not to mention, the RPG cracked me up more than anything.
Oh, yeah. The AT-4?
Yeah. Jeez. Yes.
The very first gun is clearly made out of some... plastic PVC molding. Like, it doesn't even cock. The thing is a solid piece of plastic.
And shoots marshmallows. Beside the point.
Sure.
Okay, so have we gotten to the point where we actually get to see the you know, the King's Lair? And
close enough.
Why not?
I think it's right.
It's more
after
interesting
this,
than this weird ass place. Let's just move on.
I love okay, if nothing else, I love the King's Lair and the S&M chick. I'm pretty sure I'm in love with the S&M chick. Angelique Skye, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a very attractive woman.
Yeah. Oh, so, and just one more note on this whole $56,000 budget thing.
Uh-huh.
I just looked and, you know, out of movies famous for doing well with a low budget, Clerks had more than four times this thing's budget.
Yeah. And the sad part is Clerks whole budget was based on credit cards that Kevin Smith had no way of paying for.
Uh-huh.
So, just going to point that out. Okay, so speaking of Clerks, it's on streaming. We got to do it soon. Drink.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Who was Bell for?
Ringing.
Oh, he was one of the...
Oh, yeah, he's the guy towards the end of the movie that they hog tie and drag.
Okay, so, by the way, he's also a zombie.
Yes, because you see him as Belfort at the beginning and then a zombie at the end.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, so moving on into...
Which, actually,
where are we?
Don't they gut him as a zombie?
Yes, they did.
No. Okay, I'm not crazy.
And normally, seeing somebody gutted like that would have made me hungry. this one, I'm looking at it going, that's red food coloring.
No, you're talking...
I'm not even hungry.
You're talking about Rome. At the end where he blows up.
Oh. No, it was all pretty much red food coloring.
No, all of the blood in this movie.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I was going to wait until the end of this, but honestly, I swear to God, the second he blew up and that splat came on the ground...
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was like a mosquito in the microwave. It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. Oh. But the words that actually came out of my mouth were, duck soup! The second it happened.
Okay. Here's something fairly entertaining. Okay. Everyone in this movie... You know, it's, you know, post-apocalyptic. We've all got some kind of facial hair, except for Lucas, right?
And Knox.
Well, no, Knox is, you see Knox's 5 o'clock shadow, but still.
By the end of the movie,
is baby faced.
Something.
Yeah,
Lucas is completely baby faced, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
The actor's last name is Beardmore.
Nice.
I shit you not.
What was that? Did that take that much setup for you to make that pun?
Yes, it did.
Wow. Okay. I need a drink now.
I thought we were going to make comments about razors in this movie, because apparently if he can get razors for his face, it explains why all of the girls are perfectly clean shaving in some places that get exposed a bit more than they really need to be.
In my opinion. Best part of the whole movie. Seriously.
Mm. Well, that's the sad part, is it really is.
Yeah. I gotta go with you on that one.
Yeah.
As much shit as I'm gonna give these two guys for looking at the women, I was looking too, because that was just the best part of the movie.
It really yes. was.
And, you know, they go through all the trouble of, you know, getting, of capturing Sarah and dressing her in, you know, an outfit similar to the one that the rest of the chicks in this movie are wearing. And then they get her into a knockdown dragout with one of the other chicks who's dressed fairly similarly, and it's like 2-3 second clips, and that's the extent of the fight.
Okay,
yeah,
that scene.
They
could
have done much better on that scene.
Yeah, they really needed mud. Mud would have made that the entire scene.
By the way, and we are jumping all over the place here, but when that scene came on, by that time I'm doing the Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second they both squared off against each other, I looked up, I go, Katana versus Melina. Fight!
Yeah.
I also wanted to do that at the, when Moses is...
Oh, God.
No,
I
no, no.
Never want to see that man try to do martial arts ever again.
Moses fights Rome? Or not
he
Moses?
He had the pose down before he starts fighting.
That's the problem.
But that was it.
He's over-exaggerating the pose.
No, I'm sorry. When Knox fights Rome, like my only thought in the entire thing is, so this is what a Down syndrome fight looks like.
My thought was, quit playing. It's over. It's done.
No,
let's turn it off.
No. My problem with this is Knox has a gun in his hand throughout the first quarter of this fight. Then it disappears.
Well, yeah, because he, like, quote-unquote, knocks it out of his hand. I'm like, really? Really? You have that lame-ass a hold on a gun. Why the hell didn't you shoot it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like anybody's in the way or you're going to accidentally hit an innocent.
Better question.
It's just time to shoot the stupid gun at him.
Better question. How the hell were you special forces?
Yeah.
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 That's a much better question. Anyway, okay, so back to our scene by scene. We have the bright idea after we kill the scouting party to go and get supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
After you know that they're going to be coming with a raid party.
Well, they only one person out of that entire group knows that they'll come.
Yep. And he tries to tell them, don't go there.
He tries to tell them a lot of things, and they don't listen to him. And quite honestly, I can't blame them, because it's not like you really want to let the perfect stranger tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But if you're dumb enough to actually want to go in through the front and not through the back entrance of a warehouse that is within really occupied territory, I don't know. You deserve to get caught.
Yeah.
Okay, audience, how many of you would go through the front door because it's easier?
Yeah.
You know, that's right up there with the whole idea of, I walk through the door, ow, you bounce off of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is. That's okay, because, you know. it's a movie, and we just have to completely accept that no one has any strategic sense beyond, I have got a suit! Yay!
I want that as a ringtone!
Yeah. And unfortunately...
Because we will never hear Rob say that again.
And unfortunately, I just have to point out that, yes, it really is that kind of movie.
Yeah. It really is.
Next thing you're going to tell me is this was filmed in Canada. Oh!
No, actually, a lot of it was done in Arizona.
That's kind of what I thought.
They have Death Valley for some of it, and then they move over to a couple of, like, some abandoned areas out in Arizona.
Oh, okay. No. Listing of filming locations. Barstow, California, check.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas, Nevada, check.
Yeah.
Detroit, Michigan.
Where the hell did they get that?
And Ann Arbor,
Michigan. Must be the church.
Now, I guarantee you that church is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's got to be in Ann Arbor.
Okay, so I'm not even going to try to figure this out anymore.
Yeah.
We've got, obviously, the raiding party shows up, because who didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
This blonde
I'm sorry.
Girl.
Everyone.
Yeah. And then we're going to shoot a rocket into the warehouse.
Yeah, we're going to shoot an RPG. Wow.
Yes.
Because
it doesn't do nearly as much damage as it should.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yeah.
Apparently
not.
It's really old stuff.
Okay, what is the projectile force kickback on an RPG?
Not much.
Is it not much?
Yeah, it's not that bad. But considering her heels and her upper body strength and the fact that she didn't move at all, yeah, no, it's still not accurate.
Even in flat, she would have moved a little bit.
Yeah, it's really, really not much, seriously. Because all of the kickback on a weapon is, you know, from the force of the projectile moving forward and that force hitting a solid object in the weapon and pushing the weapon back into you. The rocket launcher that she's shooting actually has an opening for the back blast to go out.
Okay, I'll accept that on faith, but at the same time,
yeah, and
you see an actual RPG being fired.
I've fired one.
Well, I know, but anytime you see one, you see them brace themselves at very least, at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or rest it on something, because that thing's got one hell of an angle, and when it kicks back, you do not want to accidentally, like, lean the entire thing
back. She didn't do any of that.
It's like resting a broom on your shoulder and hoping you don't accidentally angle up.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, we'll just accept this one and move on. There was, you know, nothing left, but they get away. And I'm still trying to figure out what the entire point of the whole situation was. But then he has to square off with Moses, who hits him in the gut, which was actually the most believable attack of the entire movie.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, that one I actually kind of believed could happen.
And I could even accept why it happened.
Yep.
What I cannot accept is the fact that this long after the apocalypse, and there's this few humans left, and somehow Moses has a never-ending supply of cigars.
Oh, no, they had just found those.
Cigarettes.
Oh, I know.
The cigarettes are insane.
Oh, yeah, the cigarettes were crazy.
Yeah.
How but long is the apocalypse?
This actor, everything he's played in, he has a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's his calling card.
Well,
and they had to write this into this movie in such a cheap, cheesy way.
Yeah. But they did specifically say that they had found them that day. The day they found him.
They found them with him, is how they put that.
I'm completely saying this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that is what they felt like they had to explain.
Yeah.
From every other screwed up, weird, unexplainable event in this film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
like
they felt
Scully like. Said, cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're betting on shots with packs of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
What? That makes no sense to me.
I'm sorry. Arlen is sitting here making a gun with his finger going boom, 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 boom. Aiming at the ceiling.
Yes.
And I bet he has better aim than half the people in this movie.
Oh, God, yes.
Anyways, I'm sorry. That just cracked me up. But, okay, after they escape, you know, the raiders follow them back, attack the camp. You have another scene with Rome yelling at people because what else does he do?
Yeah.
yells at people and rapes opinions out of people.
He doesn't even do that, which was
he just
makes a letdown.
I'm gonna be really honest. I was kind of let down. It's like, really? Just empty threats?
Yeah.
Really? And then they do the him kicking the butt of a zombie scene after that. I'm like, yeah, I'm still not impressed.
Yeah, I never did figure out what the hell was up with that, with his whole injections and beating the crap out of zombies.
I think that was part of a storyline that just got written out so that it didn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
that
money.
Included half the movie. So, got it.
No, here's the deal, and I'm completely ruining myself again, but the deal is they're injecting him with ooze. He's Super Shredder.
Oh, great.
At least you don't have to drink because he had to explain the joke.
It's true, though. Ugh. Like, it's absolutely true. They dress him like him. They inject him with some random serum that makes him stronger, supposedly. And he attacks things with no provocation.
How is that any different from any guy at, like, Spring Fling or Spring Break or any drinking event?
Or anybody with a psychosis.
Yeah.
Any drinking event,
like a 1980s
really.
Villain that fights turtles.
Yeah.
The difference is, this guy didn't wear a mask.
I take that back. Crap, you really opened my eyes to that one, Scully. Holy crap. Okay,
he's just an alcoholic teenager.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, who apparently at some point was in the Special Forces. I really just can't accept this.
Yeah, I know.
Special Forces thing. At one point in the movie, I look at Carl and say, seriously? He was in Special Forces?
At that point, I'd already given up on that whole thing.
Yeah. At one point, I'm actually watching this going, well, I feel pretty good about myself. Apparently, I could kick the crap out of two Special Forces guys at the same time. Oh, it's bad. It's really that bad. Okay, so...
Give him the nuts, knock him over the wall, you're done. Got it.
They kidnap Sarah and turn her into Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
That was worth it.
Don't argue with that. That was actually worth it.
Yes, but please, can't we find an actress whose boobs are the same size in a t-shirt and in a Princess Leia costume?
Apparently they can't on True Blood, but that's beside the point.
Oh!
Anyways.
I mean, seriously, there was like there was three cups worth of padding in her t-shirt.
Hey. Padded brawls are a wonderful thing. Do not question this.
In the t-shirt.
Yeah,
she was about a size C. In the Princess Leia shirt, she was a training bra.
No, she was a B. That's what a B looks like.
No, that's not what a B looks like.
No, my mom is a training bra, and she looked about the same size as my mom.
This chick had no tits when they took her out of that t-shirt.
Okay, buffers, in all absolute seriousness, inthebufffilms@gmail.com. We're going to need a setup so that we can bring four women of four different cup sizes out so we can actually have a blind taste test.
No, I do not want to do a blind taste test. No.
We're going to
leave that up to Rod.
You know, A and B cups with a blind taste test. I'm the judge.
Drink.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, Scully, we need to add an entrance to our drinking game. Every time Rod propositions the audience.
Yes.
He does that about once an episode.
I'll accept that. Okay. And also, what I'm saying here is, at this point, this movie, like, complete all jokes aside, you know, me playing the horny character or whatever aside, this movie needs nudity to save it, and they don't give it.
Yeah.
It needs a whole lot of stuff to save it.
Nudity would have helped.
Close. They get really close, and honestly, yeah.
Full-blown nudity would have at least made this last 45 minutes of this film interesting. I'm just saying.
Or maybe a few more things to blow up.
No.
And if you're going to turn these women into slave girls anyway, why are you making these weird, elaborate, you know, slave girl outfits?
Yeah.
Why are some of them dancing, like, really well, and then others are standing in the corner like it's prom?
Yeah.
That was about the worst thing ever. I was like, oh,
actually, that part I can accept, because I can accept the fact that ones who had been there longer and accepted their fate would learn their trade, where ones who had arrived more recently and had, you know, were still of the mindset without hope type thing.
They could have looked like they weren't socializing at prom. If they were there and brand new, they could at least look scared. They looked like they were just standing in the background chit-chatting.
Well, that's...
Or I think I even saw a couple of them with this blank look of, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yep. Like, just staring off in space. Nobody told me to do anything. I don't know what's going on because I don't pay any attention. And somebody said action a while ago, but I thought they cut right afterwards. So I'm just going to stare here at the wall.
Another thing I halfway expected during this scene is some randomly you just hear it pop up while they're dancing. I'm sexy and I know it. Like, just completely random. Everybody starts dancing.
That would have actually been pretty good.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so, you know, they have the sneak in, and they dress like the smokers, I mean the raiders. Okay.
Yeah. We did that already.
They don't deserve it.
The raiders, and then they sneak in, and oh my god, there's C4! Enough to blow up the entire church, except it's only, like, maybe a quarter of a pound.
I'm actually giving them credit for knowing for knowing the destructive power of the C4 they're using.
Okay, I've never dealt with C4, so I'll grant, you know, maybe I'm just not knowledgeable enough about this, and I will grant that to you, but it seems like for the amount of explosion that came out of that building,
mm-hmm.
that was not enough, and at very least was not placed in enough area.
No, pretty much take every other use of C4 you've ever seen and realize that they're understating the explosive power by about 10 times.
Okay, fair enough.
Like a brick of C4 would produce probably about that much explosive force, especially since, you know, he tied it to the or he set it on what I assume is the a gas line or a boiler of some kind.
Okay, yeah. Now okay. I get it. Because my complaint was how much fire there was.
Okay, yeah.
With that explosion, but if he tied it to him, if he connected it to a gas main, yeah, that would give a lot of fire.
Yeah, that's why there was so much fire. But there's C4 has a huge amount of explosive force.
I'll accept this.
Because, when you first see the explosion, my first instinct was to say, okay, now we're having a backdraft scene.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because that was an awful lot of fire.
And then, of course, Robert dies, because you can't have this whole thing without somebody dying, you know, or else it wouldn't be a trope.
They just kill everybody.
They've had lots of people die so far.
Fair enough.
What happened to Moses?
The guy on the roof. How the zombies got on the roof, I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I did not understand the whole Moses thing. Like, where the hell was Moses?
Yeah, what happened to him?
He took off. Apparently, he was the only one that didn't get captured or killed, and
he
thought he was on his own, so he took off on his own.
Ah. Okay, fair enough.
Because after the credits, you see him talking to two other people.
Yeah, you see him again after the credits.
And then, I guess I just didn't set that long.
Yeah, I did not torture myself through credits.
We fast-forwarded through the credits.
Yeah, Lisa's got this habit now. Every time we watch a movie, she fast-forwards to the end of the credits to make sure there's nothing there.
Gotcha.
Good habit to be in, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was done. When I saw the first credit pop up, I was like, done! Thank God! Anyway. Yeah.
But, of course, you have
the final fight scene, and then you have the guy blow up from, you know, the waist down, and I wasn't
the
sure which
one. Down got an award for me.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Okay, we'll go there in a minute. Then you have them escape, and then you have me having the inevitable male realization that we have two guys, six women, and two kids to repopulate the Earth.
Well, there's other people.
Wow.
Especially if you see the other. If you see the end credits, you realize that there are other people still.
Yeah, and the end credits had two males.
You're completely destroying my fantasy.
I know.
Anyway, actually, you're destroying my whole thing about, you know, two guys, six women. Excuse me. And the fact that all the chicks are really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, actually, I had an issue with the hotter chicks not having any good acting parts and the really bad acting, okay-looking chicks having the highest acting parts. It was very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm just going to go with the acceptance of the new human population is going to be freaking gorgeous.
No, because anytime there's going to be a guy, he's going to have some really ugly, like, weird... There was not an attractive guy in there except the one zombie I saw who was actually pretty cute. Everybody else...
Seriously?
Oh, I'm dead serious. All the guys were just like... Ugh.
The second guy to live through that wasn't that bad looking either. The guy
The boy looking guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't that bad looking either.
A Harvard preppy, then I can just go a couple hours south to Boston.
Okay. So, and then that's obviously the end of the movie, and we'll never watch that again.
No.
Moving on into Best Buff. Let's get this out of the way, because we've all been talking about awards, like, most of the episode.
Yeah.
Carl, go for it.
I only have one award for this, and we've mentioned it already. It's the Princess Leia Costuming Award for Sarah after she's captured.
Fair enough. All right. Lisa?
Everybody's heard the phrase, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Well, Moses went straight from, he didn't bring the knife to a gunfight. He brought his fist. So he gets an award for that.
Yep.
And then I've got the best pantsing ever for blowing you up from the waist down.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's a very good name for that.
It is.
I went with the Dr. Lewis Award, but I like yours better. Okay. Any more?
Nope.
All right, Scully.
Mine is actually the Silent Movie Sound Effects Award for having everything that wasn't talking happen about 2 seconds after it already happened. I was waiting for a piano interlude.
Enough. Any others?
That's it.
Okay. For Knox's bad trench coat trope, I got how much do clothes cost in the Matrix Award. For really bad zombie acting, I got, oh no, another Spanish zombie porn award.
All right. It had to earn the Spanish zombie porn award somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for Robert and his Raiders uniform, he gets the Snake Blitzkin lookalike award.
You know, I didn't think of that until just now, but you're right.
Yeah.
Roman gets the...
You mean Rome?
Rome, sorry. Gets the... He's a Super Shredder award.
See, I kept thinking of the... more than Shredder, I kept thinking of the Kurgan.
Dude, seriously. The outfit that he wore, I'm almost completely certain, was the cast-off costume from the Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, but... If
I'm almost
about,
sure of it.
Think about, go back and watch Highlander 1 and listen and look at the Kurgan.
Oh, no, I got that. I get it.
Yeah.
But, okay, this whole movie, especially, in my opinion, Knox, gets the William Shatner Dialogue Award.
Yeah.
And finally, the climax of this film and the setup to the climax of this film gets the Heather's Boiler Room Bomb Award.
Okay.
Straight out of Heather's.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's all my awards. Moving into buff quotes. Scully, you want to start us off?
Sure. I'm the motherfucking Moses. Who the fuck are you?
That expressed the diversity of the word.
Okay, Lisa.
Holy Jesus Christmas shit.
Dude, the delivery on that was the second best delivery in this film.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other one was when he actually pulls the gun on Knox and Knox takes off running. Shit, shit, shit!
Actually, the line was from when she pulled out the RPG. What is that?
Oh, yeah, the RPG.
RPG.
Yeah.
Technically, it's an AT-4, but that's beside the point.
Also, truly expected Carl to go with the Holy Jesus Christmas shit.
No.
No, he picked one that I was debating on, and so I took this one.
Yeah.
So speaking of, Carl, go for it.
It's not my choice of cavalry, but I'm not going to tell him no.
I forget what that was about.
That was when the zombie horde showed up while they were being pinned down by the Raiders.
That's right.
Right before the rocket launcher.
I like that one, actually. Okay, So I obviously ruined Carl's idea, and I realized it right after I said it, because he was wanting to go with the, if I want your opinion, I'll rip it out of you.
That's all right.
So I
was told while watching this movie that you had already picked that one, so I was like, damn it!
Yeah, no, I was actually going to give it to you, and I completely, like, said it in the middle
that's
of
right.
the tape. Okay, so I'm going to go with, and just because this sounds like something I would actually say to somebody when I'm pissed, did I fuck your mother in another life or something?
Another excellent line.
It yes. is.
And it is a Rod line.
Anyway, another one that I really liked and for some reason thought of Carl the second I heard it is, there's more fights in here over food than pussy.
Oh my god, that's right. I forgot about that line.
Yeah, I know, I had to.
Oh.
I thought of Carl. moving into where are you playing with your willy? Has anybody checked the email today?
Because I did. Not. There's nothing.
Nothing. Okay. No. Seriously.
Email. Check the iTunes. There's nothing.
All right.
$95 iTunes gift card, guys. Come on.
Not
answer
apparently
question.
Nobody wants it.
Apparently not. I'm gonna use it. Actually, yeah. Okay. So Carl, go ahead and ask your questions, man.
All right. Let's see.
I hate that sound.
What's the first weapon used to kill a zombie in this movie? Be specific.
9mm. Glock 9mm.
No.
That was the first
one
I saw.
Stupid sword. Or a crowbar type thing. Because of the zombie in the sleeping bag. He bashes him in the head with the cast iron skillet. That didn't work, and so he picks up something on the ground. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. I remember he had the cheap plastic gun, but it was empty. Mm. And he fell into the tent.
Oh, it wouldn't have been the barrel of the gun, would it?
Nope.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, you get a really clear, for as dark as it is when it happens, you get a really good shot of this, and you can tell exactly what it is. Anybody? Nope.
I can't remember. It's like a flashlight.
The only thing I can come up with is either a sword or a crowbar.
Well, you're the closest, but it was a cavalry saber.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was like it was either like the Marine Corps cavalry sabers that they wear on their dress uniforms.
Yeah.
Also a legitimate sidearm that can be issued.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that until I talked to a recruiter.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. What part of the hog did Knox think he hit?
Gas line.
I'll take it. I said fuel line, but yeah. Okay, so Lisa's got a point.
Ask yours.
When Knox and Robert and the other guy, I don't remember his name, the one who died on the roof,
mm-hmm.
when they were passing out the walkie-talkies. What channel was
five.
It?
Five.
Beat you.
I didn't even get a chance to... I knew it and didn't even get a chance to say it.
What was Bobby's nickname given by Knox? Wait. What was his real name?
Wait, what?
I said that wrong, so I changed it.
Robert was...
Bobby's real name. His nickname was given by Knox.
I'm going to have to go with Rod. It's Robert.
I heard Rod first, so he got the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay. I really expected that to be like a trick question or something.
Yeah, I was trying to...
Yeah.
What I was going for like... was, what was Robert's nickname?
Oh.
But I didn't say it right, and I accidentally told you guys what the answer was.
Got it. Okay. So, okay. Scully, ask your
gotcha.
Questions.
I was like, what? What? Okay. You took my channel 5. oh, okay. Sorry. So, how was the guy on the hog dressed?
Leathers and a helmet.
With some sort of metal shoulder thingy. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No,
technically a half skull.
The helmet was the giveaway.
Mm.
Okay, so Rod has 2 points.
Wait, was that what
no,
you were looking
for? No, it's
said
no,
it was
there's
a
specific.
Half...
No, there's a
he
specific.
It was...
It's the old World War I German helmet style.
No.
The Doughboy cap? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not called a Doughboy cap. I know what you're talking about. But it's a half skull is basically what it is.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Is it not what he was wearing?
No.
Okay. I don't remember then.
Yeah, he was wearing a police helmet. The old motorcycle police.
Wait, the guy on the hog?
Yes. I remember him getting off and I'm like, why is he wearing, that doesn't match.
The police helmet? That's a half skull helmet. I mean, if you wanted it more specific, okay, but.
Are you saying half skull or Haskell?
Yeah. Half skull.
Yeah, no, I meant like specific costuming because he was dressed like a cop.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
I call that a little vague.
Yeah.
I have the worst audio reception right now, so you guys sound horrible as far as I know.
Okay, fair enough. What was your other question?
What color was the Jeep?
Red.
Yeah.
All right, my turn.
This movie is one that's really hard to pull trivia questions out
of. Oh, no, I got some good trivia questions out of this. Uh-oh. I hope you all pay attention. Okay, first one. Name the one visible word and two symbols on the back of Robert's leather jacket in his Raiders uniform. The other word was completely obscure.
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess with peace, with a peace symbol. I have no idea.
Got anything?
The Hell's Angels with the logo. The skull with wings.
No. The word was die. D-I-E. And the symbols were just a skull or jawless skull and an hourglass.
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get it. It didn't like match any micro symbol I've ever heard. Let's go with Sarah had an obvious scar. Where was it specifically?
On her
arm. Her. I can't figure out which arm it is now.
Her
right arm?
Chin.
Lisa, anything?
I'm going to say stomach. I really don't remember.
It was on her left ass cheek.
Oh, for the love of God, you were actually looking that close.
When she was up on the balcony and she moved off of the ledge, you could see it really, really well.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, when she moved her leg. Okay, so, audience, who won?
I did.
I had one.
Yeah, huh? I believe that Carl did.
Yeah, I had
Carl
two. Did.
Again.
Okay. Okay, so Carl, ask your audience question.
Okay, what am I going to go with? How many girls are in the cage that Lucas opens?
Oh,
you are aware that I gave this
goodness.
Away. Yeah, I know.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Who was second, me or Lisa?
It was a three-way tie.
Is it? Okay, Scully, go first.
Yeah, okay. So what kind of truck did they drive off in at the very, very last scene? Leaving the church.
Nice.
Good one. Lisa.
It's been referenced as one type of bike, but what's the actual name for the motorcycle that had the gas line hit?
Ooh,
that is a good one.
Nice.
An expensive one.
That was the answer.
Okay, and as for mine, what did they use for lighting in Rome's throne room?
Oh my God.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I was waiting on someone to comment on this during the roundtable. Yeah.
And I would just like to point out that I know the answer to every single one of these audience questions. Yeah. So you guys had better fucking answer.
Okay, and remember, still available is the $25 iTunes gift card. I am working on possibly very soon exchanging that for a Steam gift card or a Vudu. Sorry.
Well, if nobody in our audience wants the Steam one, I'll claim it.
Yeah. Listen to you. Employees of Movies and the Buff are not eligible for competition. So now that that's been disclaimed,
email your answers.
Not necessarily. If we've been waiting this long for an iTunes gift card giveaway, maybe we should ask the
nah,
buffers
nah.
here to.
Now, nah.
Just for the record, no, because if any buffer is going to claim it, it's going to be the one who bought it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey,
so,
I've got a birthday coming up soon. You could give it to me for that reason.
Are we really going to argue about this on the air? Yeah. I'm just saying. All right. So remember, email any of those answers into inthebufffilms@gmail.com. Moving on into mental debuff, and Carl did win the right to go first.
Yes, and I'm going to... Yep. You know, I don't think I would trade this movie for a carton of cigarettes. Wait, yes, I would. Can somebody please give me a carton of cigarettes and take this thing out of Netflix?
A carton? Half a cigarette.
You would have to have seen the after the credits to get that.
Fair enough. Okay. Lisa.
Okay, I know I gave Rod a bunch of shit for Triple Dog. And I deserve to get a bunch of shit given to me for this movie, because, wow. It's kind of, you know, really hard to decide which one I would rather not go watch again. I'm just glad it's over.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
It's we're glad it's over until we have to watch Zombies with Aya Gobos in a couple of weeks.
that
has got to be better than this one, though.
I hope so.
It's hilarious. It's bad.
It would be hard pressed to be worse.
It's not worse.
I can name one that's worse.
At very least, Oz Zombies is like, it's a parody basically.
Mm.
So it's meant to be funny instead of this one, which was trying to be serious and failed miserably.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scully.
So it's kind of like Shaun of the Dead, then. Got it.
Yeah. Scully.
I think her mental debuff is she just mentally went gone.
No, the audio is just literally really bad. It's getting progressively worse. So, yeah, this is essentially a movie you can make with the family reunion, a set and props brought by Home Depot, and just a whole lot of, oh my God, really. But it's fun to watch because you just laugh your ass off the entire time at how they're trying so hard. That's pretty much it.
Please, audience, do not claim that your family reunion is taken over by zombies. They haven't attacked yet.
Oh my God, yes. And after watching this entire thing, I really want to go do the 5K Run for Your Lives. Mm-hmm. That one, watching all of these zombies dressed up and running, I'm like, I really want to go running.
No.
Seriously.
I want to do Run for Your Lives. I want to volunteer to be a zombie.
A whole bunch of zombies and people dressed in bad leather. This is my family reunion. Like, I'm not kidding. Okay.
Well, I'll give you it's mine too, but these don't act. The ones in this movie actually bite. Mine don't. Especially if you kick them in the right spot.
And as far as Scully's Run for Your Life thing, I think I'm going to go with the thing that we have down here in Little Rock, which is where you have. They give teams of four or five people paintball guns and send them into a empty hospital full of zombies, and you have to clear it.
That looks like a lot of fun, too. Or sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Oh, God.
Yes, it does. Let's go next running. Year.
I like the running part. 5K obstacle course running through mud and woods and having to climb, you know, walls and
for that shit.
Barbed wire. Oh.
Both sound like fun, but do you know what time it is now?
It's time for Rod's rant.
Rod's rants.
Rod's rants, and I was not nice.
Okay. Bring it on.
If I was asked to watch Zombie Apocalypse Redemption again, I'd honestly say that if it wasn't for the fact that every chick in this movie was incredibly hot, I'd rather have a razor-edged catheter pumping superheated iodine into my bladder while a horny Clydesdale goes to town on my rectum and simultaneously having to listen to Roseanne sing I Will Always Love You in the key of Battle Cry. However, I still like this better than Spanish zombie porn. And I do have to thank the no-talent Skidmark who created this film. They finally made something I hate worse than Heathers. Okay, I guess I should try to be an objective critic here and attempt to drum up some good points to this film. So here it goes. I got nothing. The photography would have been better done by a chronic epileptic hooked to a car battery. The acting was more believable in Jersey Shore. And there was more direction in an M.C. Escher painting. The plot was more tired than a 30-year-old hooker who specializes in double vag, double anal during tax season. You can try and watch this movie if you really, really want to, but honestly, I think it was a creation of the CIA interrogations department. So in summary, watch the film if you're a masochist, but you'd get more favorable results from stuffing fiberglass insulation up all your major orifices. And trust me, it's less annoying. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's rants.
Ow.
Ow! I'm so glad Carl told me to mute my mic.
Anyway, so...
It makes me not want to go to Tijuana and watch the donkey show.
Where the hell did that come from? Holy shit, Lisa!
We were watching the roast of David Hasselhoff last night, and somebody made reference to the fact that...
A donkey show?
Yeah, somebody made reference to a donkey show, comparing it to, you know, David Hasselhoff's acting ability.
Well, there's only one
thing. You make the comment, getting anal up the... from a horse or something like
that. I'm thinking that's from the fact that Super Bowl was this past weekend.
I don't really know where that's coming from. That just kind of popped out. But, wow.
It's like dream analyzing.
Anyways, okay, so now we're thinking donkey shows, we're thinking Clydesdales, we're thinking bad movies.
And what are we watching next week?
The King's Speech.
No, we're not.
That's what it says on here.
Yeah.
Have the King's Speech on our list?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
I can read. You know, this one won a ton of awards. It's finally supposedly a good movie. I'm pretty sure it's going to be more dry postmodern crap, but, you know.
No. It's actually a dramatic acting of an actual...
based on a...
more personal issue that a real king actually had to deal with.
I get that. Bad speech impediment.
It's not postmodern.
Really, really good.
It actually happened. It's just a dramatization of it with some really good actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some really amazing actors in this film. I am actually kind of looking forward to it. I may end up watching it tonight.
I didn't realize that you'd added it to the list. I'm assuming this is a Scully ad, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is mine because I added it like right after I think the Grammys had gone on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had added it, and I saw or I was looking for recent Oscar winners that I wanted to add to the list, and I put it in my queue, but I hadn't actually added it to the list yet. So when Lisa said that, I'm like, what? I hadn't put it on there yet.
No, that's actually that is next week. We'll be doing the King's Speech. I still have the fuck pillow pants comment in my head from that whole donkey show comment. So while I go and try to get that out of my head, I'm going to say keep watching those movies in the buff. It's just better that way. And good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com, and like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at moviesinthebuff. You can also follow your team at debauchery, me at Rod the Golden.
At Scully44.
At Kith Kanan.
And at A Corner Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at Stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution.
Non-commercial.
No derivatives.
3.0 U.S. license.